Good afternoon. I'm Ed Ronco with KNKX News. A setback today for police reform in Seattle. Federal judge ruling that the city is partially out of compliance with a federal consent decree concerning how the police use force. Our law and justice reporter Paula Whistle joins me now to explain what this means. Hey, Paula.
Hi, Ed.
Before we get to today's ruling, let's start with the consent decree itself. If we can, what is it and why do we have one in place?
Well, you have to go back to 2012, and there were a number of very high-profile use of force cases, incidents by the police. Probably the most high-profile, really, was the killing of John T. Williams, who was a Native American carver. He was shot by a police officer as he crossed the street. He was holding a carving knife, but it was widely seen as unjustified. That police officer did resign before he was fired. But out of that came an investigation by the Department of Justice over charges of inappropriate use of force and biased policing. And out of that came an agreement between the city and the Department of Justice, a consent decree that there would be these reforms. And that's what we are under right now. And a federal judge oversees those reforms.
So today's news happened in the courtroom of Judge James Robart.
Mm-hmm.
What is his role in all of this?
So he really is the one who looks at what the city is doing and seeing if they are meeting the consent decree, which was the reforms agreed to. And for the most part, in recent years, months, he has agreed that they are doing what they need to do to meet this decree, which goes until January of next year.
This isn't an all or nothing thing. Today's ruling says the city is partially out of compliance, and the judge talked a lot about a specific case. What happened there?
Yes, it was a very specific case, and it was a case of a police officer punching a woman who was handcuffed, and he was fired, but he was able to get his job back through the arbitration process of the union contract. The city is still fighting and saying he should continue to be off the force, by the way.
What's the next step for the city now that this ruling has come down?
So the city, Mayor Durkan said, she focused on the positive, said that she pointed to what the judge said they were doing right, which was use of force, and says that they will have to look over the judge's order and see what their next steps are.
All right. KNKX Law and Justice reporter Paula Whistle, thank you.
You're welcome.